Hello and welcome to Illy's Coffee Talks, new season, the podcast about self-development, health, and spirituality. I am Ophélie Cabanero, your host. Enjoy the episode. Hello, Mathilde. Thank you for spending some time with me today. And let's see what.
Thank you.
Yeah. What's going to happen? You are a yoga teacher, EFT.
Practitioner.
Coach.
Sex, love, and relationship coach.
Very nice. Do you want to give us some more details, or we leave it at that and we just dive into the topic?
Yeah, let's dive into the topic. I'll give you my Instagram and everything at the end.
Okay.
What are we here for? You wanted to ask me something special this morning?
Yes. First of all, just want to say, for me, it's a great inspiration that you are in Mexico right now. And that you, I think it's going to be a nice introduction to what's going to come next. And since I know you, so we met in Bali, and since you've traveled pretty much all the time to different countries, came back to France in the summer. And yeah, I find it super inspiring that you keep doing this, that you keep a vision that you visualize, right? You have this thing in mind, like you wanted to be, you told me last time we spoke, you wanted to be somewhere in Spain, close to a beach. And you ended up in Mexico, for example.
Yes. I mean, so I've been a digital nomad for, I think, about 3 years now. So it's definitely my life now. I'm on the road all the time. I'm traveling wherever I want. Most of the time, I don't really decide in advance where I want to be. But last year, 2020, I came back a little bit in an emergency from Thailand. And I ended up in the lockdown in France, and it was not really funny. And after being really upset for 1 week, because for me, like, not being able to fly or plan another trip, it was hard. I started focusing, okay, what's next? What do I really want? Let's focus on it. And suddenly my heart started singing about Spain and the beach and the whatever food and... And speaking Spanish, and it seemed really joyful. So when I want to manifest something, I just, you know, like, I harness this energy and I just keep dreaming it and feeding it every morning. And I talk to people about the house I'm going to have there. And and I'm looking at pictures, you know, the beach I want to go to. And I create this life, and it's effortless. It's not something that I want to... it's not an exercise. It's really like I allow myself to dream about what I want and, you know, like, put the pieces together. And actually, the funny thing about how I manifested it is that it did not happen because I'm in Mexico. It just didn't work. I was trying and trying and trying to get to Spain because, okay, I manifest in my mind, but then I'm proactive. I ask for information. I try to find accommodation. It's not, I always go with the flow, like something that I would flow through. I mean, traveling is something. I work online, so I need to set up some things. Anyway, so nothing worked. I had no contacts in Spain. Nobody would answer me. It felt like Spain was not ready to welcome me. So after hitting the wall, like, I don't know, 9,000 times, I was like, okay, maybe that's not Spain. I'm ready to reconsider. Please, universe, God, my higher self, send me a message and we'll see what happens. And actually, the day after, I woke up with a blog article about Tulum, Mexico, and that's how it happened. And when I got there, I was just like, actually, this is what I was seeing in my vision, except it was not Spain, it was Mexico, but speaking Spanish, the beach, the nice food, the lively feeling. And I think Mexico was even better than what I would have experienced in Spain, because of the lockdown, because of coronavirus. Mm-hmm. Mexico has been, I mean, I wouldn't say a coronavirus free zone, but we live here. That's the difference. And, you know, like, don't even want to enter the debate or if it's right or wrong. It just is.
So there, thank you for sharing. And there are a few things actually I want to, maybe we're just going to talk about that today because it's a whole, it's a huge topic. Like, first of all, you say that you feel it in your heart. You feel your heart sing. And how, so how do you know? How do you sense it? How, tell us about that.
So I would say it's been a few years. I think it started with yoga and even more this year with all this sex, love and relationship training around coming back to my body. Mm-hmm. I really get closer to the sensations I feel. So it's not so much my brain thinking what I want. Mm-hmm. I try to feel what makes me happy, which is sometimes very, very different. And I just try to connect to that. So I would wake up one morning and I would hear a song in Spanish and I could feel my heart, you know, in joy and this flirtatious, whatever feeling. Just like, that feels good. I want more of that. Mm-hmm. That's it. And then I just follow the path of less resistance / more pleasure. And yeah, that's pretty much it. And sometimes it's just, I would say, an even more weirder feeling. It's not the heart. Could be the pussy, it could be the guts, I don't know where it's located, but I would have strong intuitions and I learn more and more not to question it. If it's not dangerous, if there's not any risk, I don't let my mind negotiate with me, I just go for it. There was this wonderful lady that posted on a WhatsApp group here, and she has a woman magazine, she has a podcast, and I read her, you know, like message in a WhatsApp group saying she would like to meet entrepreneurs or people that are trying to develop their business in wellness. And suddenly my whole being was just like, go meet her. Mm-hmm. I don't let my brain question that. It's like, okay, what does it cost me going for a coffee? Maybe meeting someone really nice. Worst case scenario, she is a horrible person and I spend an hour of my life struggling with whatever. Well, and it didn't happen. I went there. We had a really awesome connection. I'm on her podcast. I'm in her magazine. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how did you feel it in your body? It's forward?
I would say it's like, it's fast and it's stronger than a thought. You know, you have thoughts all day, blah, blah, blah. And it would be like a strong thought. And when you become aware of it, it's connected somehow. It comes from deep. It's really hard to explain. I mean, this is not really scientific. How does it feel for you to have a gut feeling?
I think that's why I'm asking the question. It's not totally clear yet. I guess moving to Switzerland, for example, could have been a gut feeling because life is so much better here. And I moved a few months before the whole thing in the world. And I always said, if the borders close, I want to be here. And I cannot tell you why, but I don't know where it is in my body. I don't know.
Go ahead if you want to finish something.
Yeah, it could have been fear also, you know, I don't know.
Okay. So about that, like, what is fear? What is your soul calling or, you know, your purpose, your whatever? The sensations are really distinct. Now that you're, you know, like talking about that, I'm just like, no, it's obvious. Basically, if you have something inside of you telling you no, it's not safe, I'd rather not, this is fear, ego-based. This is not your soul. Especially if there's no danger in the situation. If your gut feeling is telling you not to jump from a plane without a parachute, you know, that makes sense. But if you have a gut feeling that you shouldn't put yourself out there on this podcast, or you shouldn't post that on Instagram, because what are people going to think about it? All this story, mm-hmm. when there's no real life threatening danger, this is your ego, this is your fear. So that's not a gut feeling. A gut feeling would be more something that is empowering, that is pushing you for greatness. So that's how you're going to feel your heart. You're going to feel all your body alive, because it's like your soul is calling for you to be the most awesome version of yourself. And that there's no fear in there. The fear comes from the mind. When you start thinking and questioning this thing, like, why would I be awesome? I don't have anything to share. What are people going to say? Mm-hmm. And it's coming on top of that. But the feeling you had at the beginning, in general, it comes from joy. There's excitement. There's possibility. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Or
I guess I know the feeling, but I would like to explore even more, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, sure. Another way to really connect to your desires, for example, if you're in this situation where you don't know what to do, it happens a lot, right?
Yeah.
So what I do in these situations, I just close my eyes, take a few breaths, and we can do it together if you want.
All right.
And I try to put my consciousness, my brain, my whatever, inside my body. So we can go with the heart, for example. Imagine your brain is in your heart. And you take a few breaths. And you just ask yourself very freely, no judgment, no filter, what is it that I really desire?
Mm-hmm.
And what was your first word, image, whatever came up?
The Did you first get word something? Was freedom. Freedom.
Yes. Okay. So you got a word. And that starts with that. Because when you hear the word, how did it make you feel in your body?
I didn't pay attention to that.
It's okay. Okay. Say it again. Like, okay. Go back to your heart. And you can ask the question again and be aware of the sensations. What is it that I really desire?
Everybody, let's do this. Do you see how she's coaching already? Free coaching session right here.
Yes. What is it that I really desire? A word, an image, anything. Breathe. You already had stuff popped up. I can see it. Didn't you?
Yeah. It's yes. Feels really good, for sure.
And then you have the mind that jumps in and say, ooh, starting to question it, right or wrong?
Not right now, but yeah.
It's not far. It's like standing by and just like, okay, I'm allowing you to feel into it, but just for a second. I'm going to jump in a minute. But that's the... But once you have the desire inside, it's much easier to calm down the mind than when you don't even allow yourself to go to this feeling. Like, what is it that I want? Your first word was freedom. Okay. And then you can ask yourself again, like, okay, freedom. In which way?
Mm-hmm.
And same, like, mm-hmm. What is your heart saying about that? And probably it's going to be something quite crazy that you're not doing. What if you're allowing yourself to following it? That's how it starts.
Beautiful. Thank you for sharing, Mathilde. And you do that on a daily basis or as soon as you feel something's off? Or?
I mean, there are lots of things that I do on a daily basis or weekly basis. As a coach, I really think that being connected to my own emotions, being in alignment with what I do, with what I feel, with what I want to do is very important. So the desire thing, I would use that when I feel I don't know what to do in this situation, if I don't know what to do next, if I don't know if I should, you know, like take this professional step or not. But what I do on a regular, very regular basis is something to actually, I would say, pump up my energy, my vibration. So I stay in a high vibration, which is not incompatible with being grounded. So you could meditate and, you know, like feel open in your body. And then it's like, how can I create in my body this feeling of openness, of joy, of safety somehow as well. So I can be ready for everything. And sometimes you have to create it. I mean, I don't wake up every morning just feeling the most joyful.
You don't?
Well, that's why I created some mornings. Some mornings it's natural, but sometimes, I mean, you just feel tired. You just feel upset for whatever reason. So what do I do in this case? Mm-hmm. And I actually take notes about our conversation, because to create high vibe, my number one would be gratitude. It's an easy go-to everything. I think it's clear for everybody. When you're upset about stuff and stuff are not going the way you want, if you focus on what you already have and what already makes you happy, for me, it's like a total relief and coming back to my body, to my center, to my heart. And it's very healing. And the vibration for me of gratitude is one of the highest emotion. I don't know if you would agree with that. And okay. No, but go for it. Like, tell me why not.
No, I also do this every day. I think we do that with my partner before going to bed. Say three things you're grateful for. And it's very easy to find three things, right? But I feel like it's nice, you know, but it's not going to raise my vibration personally. But also I do it before going to bed, so it doesn't need to.
Do you think that you're trying to generate the vibe inside of your body? I would say my advice is, instead of just like saying things, feel into it. So if you have to dive deeper for gratitude, maybe in your day, it was not a great day. And I don't like lying to myself. When it was a shit show all day, you don't want to be grateful about it. That's fucking BS, right? So how do I create gratitude in my body anyway? Mm-hmm. I'm going somewhere else with my mind. So I'm just like, okay, if today was horrible, I'm not going to lie to me about that. So what am I really grateful for? Mm-hmm. And I would look, you know, I have go-tos because it's easy, but I would think about my family and I would try to think about something really specific and feel the vibe it put me in my body. Mm-hmm. So it's like, squeeze the lemon, squeeze the gratitude juice, and then you can feel it. Because if you just state stuff for the sake of staying, you know, stuff, it's not going down. So, okay, gratitude.
Gratitude.
Another big one, celebrate yourself.
Nice. We don't do it enough.
But for we never do it. And especially as women, as human beings, like, it's not a good thing to celebrate ourselves. We're arrogant. We're everything. It's not about that. Find the people you can do it with, because maybe you don't want to upset a whole table. But find your people and celebrate your efforts, celebrate your horrible days, celebrate your heavy emotions. It doesn't need to be like a real accomplishment. Just sometimes going through your day when you feel like it's a celebration. Mm-hmm. And when you allow yourself like to reflect that, you feel so much more powerful.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
What do you have to celebrate today?
This podcast.
Yeah!
Yeah!
I celebrate our conversation this morning, and it's so beautiful. And I celebrate that we are still friends after so many years. Yes. And I think it's amazing. And you see, and you start like the pulling the celebration, the gratitude, it's unlimited. And a third one for me that works really, really well, and I have to thank Mama Gina for that. Do you know Mama Gina? This woman that she wrote a wonderful book that is called Pussy Reclamation. So it's really this woman that invites other women to go for pleasure, but like with a massive P. It's really interesting. And in the book, she says we should dance 10 minutes a day and start the day with that. Mm-hmm. And at the beginning, I was like, there are some days you don't want to dance, but that's the point.
Yeah.
You start slow, but you can even put a timer. I would do three songs. I don't calculate, you know, like 10 minutes. And some mornings I feel so heavy, sad, upset, whatever. My body is not like, ooh, no. My body is like a stone that is hardly moving. But I start with that and I welcome that. And I would start with like just a few steps and really like not trying to look like a certain way. It's really inside. And the purpose is just to breathe and feel my body and let the energy move. So I would start sometimes even with a very, very sad song and let my body express it. And sometimes I would cry. Yeah, sometimes it's that bad. But when I allow the energies to move, then it really takes, I would say, 2-3 minutes, you're already feeling your mood that is shifting. And after 5 minutes, there's even something in your body that is like, actually, it feels kind of nice. Not really nice, don't get me wrong, but kind of nice. And if you push it, I would say to 7 minutes, I don't know, I've never done it one time where it didn't work and brought me back to some kind of aliveness, joy, and energy in my body.
Yeah. So gratitude, celebrate yourself, life, and movement, dance, movement. Yeah. Yoga. Do you do yoga to get a higher vibe?
Actually, yoga grounds me. So I would say it's different.
Okay.
It's extremely useful, but
not
it would
that.
Bring me, yeah, in a state of peace, which can be very useful some days. But if I want to have this radiant, joyful, ready for everything energy, I would use dancing.
Did you do it just before the podcast?
Yeah, I did like 3 minutes because I was already in a good mood this morning. But yes, definitely.
I meditated before the podcast. Maybe, yeah, different vibe. I will dance in between podcasts now and we'll see the difference.
Yes, yeah. Please let me know how it goes for you.
Fourth thing to make your vibe higher?
What would you need a higher vibe for?
Manifesting, you know?
Okay. So manifesting, I don't know what you want to manifest, but it works with everything. I wrote a post about that on my Instagram recently about manifesting love. So one thing that feels extremely powerful for me, it's to create a playlist where you would have what I call high vibe love songs. And I would dance to it, sing to it. And you know, it's like take a bath of this juicy love feeling. And sometimes it's really hard to generate by yourself when you're, you know, you feel lonely, you feel desperate, you had shit relationships for a while. It's hard to just like be in love with yourself and generate love. It's not easy. So for me, creating a playlist, and I choose carefully what songs I put inside. So no Boys to Men, even if I love them, I say no to Boys to Men, and you have the crying over your ex type of song. Doesn't work because the vibration is low. You just feel like crying. You just feel like you're missing someone in your life. That's low vibration. Yeah, obviously. So in my playlist, one of my all-time favorite is a song called Never Too Much by Luther Vandross. And it's just a celebration of love. It's just like the guy wakes up in the morning and he's so in love with his partner. That's the type of love I want to attract in my life. And when I sing to it and kind of dance to it or be playful with it, I got it. So this thing of manifestation to say, visualize it or feel that you have it. For me, it became so much easier to create that with songs.
Okay, very nice.
And so if it's money that you want, I'm pretty sure we can find songs about money, or you create your own affirmations and you put it into music, for example. But the idea is to feel like you have it. And with money, I would go further. I would go feel like you deserve it. Feel like you're worthy of it, because most of the time it's just, you know, like you don't have it. Why are you blocking it?
Yeah. Perfect. Thank you, Mathilde. That was the first episode. Let's see. Let's see how we do it. Yeah. Thank you for your wisdom.
Thank you for your questions and your curiosity and your smile. I love you.
I love you.
And thank you all for listening.